Yeah.
Yeah.
Rock Your Body.
Yeah.
Man who took it all off for ABC TV.
Did he have just a hat? I think it was just a hat.
Yeah, something like that. Big C. Was a Big C was on My Kind of Town, a TV show that came to Greenville, Alabama, his hometown.
I have that as my screensaver.
Say it again. Oh, have that as a screensaver. That's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah. How many folks have come up to you about that little appearance?
It's been fun.
What made them say, well, you know, we'd like you to be in this new calendar shot?
I'll try to go ahead and tell you what started. Anyway, one day I went to get a haircut, and somebody said, well, there's a TV show coming to town. It's going to be on, might be on network TV. You ought to go out there. So my mom and I went out there, signed up for it, and I don't know, maybe just how, I don't know what calls from the girl from the show called and said, well, the producers liked your application, and then she said, are you familiar with the movie Calendar Girls? And I said, yeah. She said,
yeah.
And I never seen it, but I've seen previews or, you know, snippets of it on television and all that. But anyway, I think I did see part of it now, think about it. But anyway, it says, we're not wanting, well, she said, well, I don't know, I might be giving away what she said, but anyway, would you like to do it? And I said, and if you don't, we'll understand. So I thought about it. I said, can I call you back Sunday? And the more I thought about it, and then I talked to a friend of mine in Montgomery, and I told her, and I asked her, don't say anything, but I asked her what she thought about it, and she said, well, you ought to just go ahead and do it. Nobody would think anything about it. So when I got her seal of approval, I told them, yeah.
Did you know what you were up against? Did they tell you you were going to be taking your clothes off?
Well, you sort of got me to the point, and I'm not embarrassed, but I feel like I might be giving away something, but I knew what was going on. Yeah.
Of course, you knew you weren't going to be.
Don't be embarrassed.
I mean, this is network television. Yeah. They're not going to show anything. But,
no.
Well, did you go to New York?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were there. See, I didn't see you in the show audience.
Since you bring that up, I stood up, but as you know how tall I am, you could barely see my head above somebody else when I stood up when they asked the people that, you know, did the calendar to stand up.
I want to talk about, Michael's telling me a story about when you first met Bryant.
Go back over your history with Alabama, because you obviously...
I wanted to hear that.
How did you become you? You were a trainer back in the day when you were there.
The day I turned him down on the car ride, the cop cart ride.
That's what I said. Yeah, you can talk about that and how that kind of became something and how you became a trainer for the football team.
Well, I think the night of the Ole Miss game in 1969 threw me over total edge of being an Alabama football fan, and I tell you why. That was the night when Archie Manning and Scott Hunter dueled it out, if everybody's familiar with that ball game.
Yep.
And time I was 12, my sister was 10, and my mom and daddy went to a house to eat supper to watch the game, and they didn't think we were old enough to stay by ourselves, so they hired this young lady who was 15 to be our babysitter. And what the deal was, I wanted to watch the game, but my sister and the babysitter ganged up on me and wouldn't let me watch the game. So I missed out on what I heard was considered one of the greatest football games, or most exciting football games ever on television on that. But that threw me over the edge. And then a few months later, I went out for football during the spring in the sixth grade. And what happened was this fellow named Harry Poole gave my mama four books called Football Digest, one on Alabama, one on Auburn, Georgia, and Georgia Tech. So from that point on, from being a trivia nut and Alabama nut, It kicked in there. And, you know, one day I was wanting to play football for Alabama, and then one day I knew I wasn't going to be big enough, so the next step would be a manager. So anyway, I barely got out of high school alive, you get my drift on that. And I went to Marion Institute, and I'm going to tell the folks this, they can get a kick out of this. Michael, you know who I am and how tall I am. I got more military experience than Bill Clinton does. You know, he was the commander-in-chief. Went to Marion Institute for a year, and then took ROTC the next year at Alabama, and got the professor of military science, and I was the shortest corporal you ever had. But anyway, that's a sad point. But anyway, went to Marion, and then the first year I was going to try to work, after I got through at Marion, I went there to talk to him about working with the football team. And what happened was the first year I was in school there, I worked with the wrestling team. And then the spring of 78, I went and talked to him to transfer over. And from that point on, I started working with them in spring of 78. And it was there when they won it back-to-back in 78 and 79.
You were there for the championship in 79 against Penn State.
Yeah.
And we all remember, we got a little video shot of it where you were in the middle of the action for a moment there.
Oh, yeah. I thought they had, you know, they had that on ESPN Classic yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, how about that?
And I got knocked down again.
Keep saying it. Knocked down.